So we're continuing on our study of Dashyomi. We are now on, we're at the bottom of Mem Amadbet, heading onto Mem Aleph of Aleph. We were talking about, when you say a bracha, welcoming it for Kiddush or Rosh Hashanah, for Shoshana Yom Kippur, whether or not that counts as already accepted day or not. So now we have a story. So we're talking about stories about Rava when he has students are continuing on in that vein. So Baba Rava, Kivin Bay Rav Huna Ibailan, Parbe Rav, Yati Batanita, Mala Dejavda, Mala Shlome. So we were studying by Rav Huna, and the question came up, if a student is in his master's house, and they're fasting on our Shabbat. So, do you have to wait until the end of the day to finish the fast? So, lo habiyah, they didn't know. Atalek amed Rav Yehuda, lo habiyah, and they went to that after Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda also didn't have the answer. So, Marava, nechze anan. So, he says, so then Rava said, let's look into ourselves then. So, the Tanya, the Nebraska, Tishabab Shechaliot B'Shabbat, Tachin, Erev Tishabab Shechaliot B'Shabbat. So he quotes Satrifer in a similar case. So the case of Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out to be on Shabbos, you can eat and drink the whole meal, all the, even as fancy a meal as Shlomo Melech used to serve at his peak. No problem. Chaliyot Tisha B'Av Erev Shabbat, but if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, Mevi'in lo kubetza ve'ochel, kidei shelo yikoneis haShabbat shehum u'neh. But if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbat, we bring him an egg's worth of food to eat at the end of the day, so that he does not enter Shabbos while fasting. That implies that you should not finish the fast. Tanya, there's also another writer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachari Tiyoshvin, Zainer Bikiva, Tisha B'Av Shechaliyo Be'er Shabbataya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, one time I was sitting before Rabbi Kiva, and it happened to be on a Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Behavi Yelo Bits V'Hogelet Ugmav V'Lom Malach. So they brought him a Selik of Dag, and he swallowed it without salt. So Velosha had to Evla El Harot Talmidim Halacha. And he didn't do it in order to because he was hungry, rather he did it because to show the students that this is what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Yossi says, Mitana Mashlim. So Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says you must fast and complete the fast. Omerlan Rabbi Yossi said to the other sages, don't agree with me that if Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, then one must not be on Shabbos while it is still during the day. They said, true, but, and then he continues, Amarlam, they said to the continuous, saying, Mali likanez ba'ak jumune, Mali l'tseh mimena kujumune. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the difference between whether you enter Shabbos fasting or you leave Shabbos fasting? What's the difference? Amarlam, Ima Marta, let's say, man, if you're talking about when Shabbos is over, Sharei Achav Shachalim Kilo, Tamar Kanez Bach Shumuneh, Shalom Achav Shachalim Kilo. It's like, no, you can't compare not eating for the time period of Ben Shmasha versus when you have been to the case where you've been eating the entire time. So that is very different from when you've been fasting the whole day entering Shabbos. There are two different states of fasting. Yes, true, both cases you've eaten for the last half hour, you're currently not eating. But there's a very big difference in terms of how that fast affects you. V'amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. And Ula says, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. U'miyav dinah k'Rabbi Yossi. And who says we hold k'Rabbi Yossi? What do you mean, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi? U'minu, so we've got a contradictory statement here. En goz v'tani and al sibor b'roshim v'adashim v'chanak v'korim. You're allowed to have fast days on Rosh Chodesh, on Hanukkah, or on Purim. Dimitrilo, if you started to fast, Ein Masiki, today or Gamliel. That's what I said, if you started to fast already, you finished the fast. Amar Rabbi Meir, Aval Pi Shamar Gamliel, Ein Masiki, Mode Hayash, Ein Mashlimin, Vachain, Vishabav, Shechaliot, Be'er Shabbat. So true lesson for you to already are fast all these days that you don't interrupt the series, but they don't. But it does not mean that you would complete the fast on one of those days. Meaning you would cut your fast short. So similar, Tishrei falls out on Erev Shabbat. Then Tishrei B'Av should call it back. But Erev Shabbat, similar, Tishrei falls out on Erev Shabbat. Therefore, you'd also cut it short. V'Tanya really didn't write that. Lachar Ter Tosha Megamliel Nichlas Rabbi Yeshua Laferet Arav. So Tanya writes that after Megamliel passed away, Rabbi Yeshua tried to annul the Megamliel's statement he had in regards to fastings. So Amad Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Al Rav Amar Chaze Ana Debat Aresha Gufa Azil. So Rabbi Menuri said, I see that really the body must follow the head, meaning we must follow the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan, the earlier stated authority, and not deviate now that he's passed away. For all Rabbi Mel's days, we would have the halacha followed him, and now that he passed away, you want us to change that? He says, Yeshua, for Rabbi Yeshua, we're not going to listen to you, because we already established the halacha following Rabbi Mel, and we will not change it whatsoever. So the Gemara says that that's not really exclusive proof, because when Gamaliel was alive, they followed Gamaliel, but in the previous generation, they followed Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, look afterward, they followed Rabbi Yossi. The doors were Gamaliel, but Gamaliel, wait, but who just said that that even during Gamaliel's generation, they followed it, what Gamaliel said? I'll tell you, I'm going to write that. I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok. Ani hayti mi bnei Sna'am Shal ben Yamin. So, Rabbi Sadok says, I'm an descendant of Sna'am ben Yamin, right? And I used to have a family festival on the 10th of Av. One time Tisha B'Av fell to be on Shabbos. So it's like the story that the people in the house of Sna'av used to have a celebration on the 10th of Av, a family festival then. So then one time when Tisha B'Av fell to be on Shabbos, they were pushed off to the following Sunday, to the following day, 10th, and they decided to continue to not finish the fast because it was a Yom Tov for them. And so, what did they learn from this? It's Hamad Yom Tov, Ha'er Yom Tov Mashlimin. So, usually, why they didn't fast is because it was actually the Yom Tov, the festival. But if it's an error, but if it's on the eve of the festival, they would have completed the fast. So, Maravina, Shani Yom Tov, Saldivreya, Mitchell Shumatan in Bo Sha'od, Mashlimin Bo Har Rabio. Shabbat, well, they made in Bashaon, Emashimin Ba'arbiyo. No, that's not correct, because the festival they're referring to is the festival when they used to bring their, the fellow Shana'av was celebrating when it was their turn to bring Korban. It's not a Daraita holiday, it's a Darabanan holiday. So on a Darabanan holiday, you can fast for a portion of the day, for part of it. And therefore, you can finish the fast day leading into it, but for Shabbos, that's not the case. If you're not allowed to fast even for a single hour of Shabbos, therefore we would not complete a fast that is observed on Erev Shabbat. So Amar Rav Yosef Lo Shmir Li La Shabbat Dar. Rav Yosef says, I did not hear that of all Rav Yosef, so I don't think that's the case. So again, as we mentioned prior, Rabbi Yosef had fallen ill and had forgotten his learning, so he doesn't remember that such a ruling had been issued, even though he himself had stated. So Amar Le Abaye, Ata Martin Yalan. So Abaye, his student, says, Rabbi Yosef, you told it to us. Baha Amar Yalan, Ein Gozer in town and all Tziva, Marisha Chodeshim. Right? Because you told this to us, you said that you're not allowed to make a fast days on Rosh Chodesh. Ramin and Allah, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zodi Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishumar, Gamliel, Baha Amar Yehuda, Amar Yehuda, So he said, true, this is the opinions of Rabbi Meir and the name of Rabbi Gamliel. But the Chachamim say you should fast and finish the fast even on Erev Shabbos. So my level cool, is this replying to all the fast days, even Tisha B'Av? Lo, Chanukah Purim. Now they're referring to Chanukah and Purim, that you would complete the fast, but you would not complete the fast as going into Erev Shabbat. It's going to Shabbat. Okay, now Mr. This also makes sense, so they shouldn't apply on Erev Shabbat. These are the actives. A cool if that applies every single time. Hi, bye, Mine Rabba Mira Yehuda, Blah Pajatle. Right? Robin asked me the question, and he didn't get an answer. That means that there's no clear psak, or if there was a clear psak, he'd have given it. So, blitz on math, according to your opinion, how did Darius Marzu from Mishmeidra Abuna, halacha mitan, how much of the halacha should have been? You're supposed to fast you're supposed to fast and complete it. Haba mine, rabba mi rabuna, lo pajitle. So, what is going on here? You're saying that he didn't answer me. Why would he say that if he knew the answer? Elaha mikamed ishma, how about their shma? No, the question was asked before he knew the answer. The second case is when he already heard the answer. Akrami ha mikmed ishma, how about the shma? The same thing here. This is before Rabbi Yehuda heard Rav Zvi's topic, and here's after he heard it. So, Darash, Marzutra, Mishmeid, Ravuna, Halakha, Mit'an, Mashlimin. And Marzutra made the Darash in the name of Ravuna. The Halakha is that you fast and you complete the fast. Hadron Allah, we call Marvin. So now we finished the parak. Okay, so now moving on to the next parak. So now we're discussing more items in regards to being removed by regards to tchum. So the question is, what happens if you have been, so we're going to go through all the cases about what happens if you're removed from your tchum. Normally when you leave your tchum, you only get dalat amos. So the question is, we have all these extenuating circumstances, and we're trying to figure out what happens if you had left the tchum, and do extenuating circumstances affect what we conclude in the end. So Matnitin, which the states, so if you were forcibly removed from your area by non-Jews or by an evil spirit, meaning let's say if you went temporarily insane and then you woke up when you came back to your senses, you're outside the tchum, you only have arba amor. If you are returned by either by the non-Jews or by your genetics possessed by the evil spirit, then you will also get then as if you never left, you have your original tchum from before. So, okay, so that's case number one. Case number two, Halikul Liracharat, Natanu Badir Ubusahar. So if the non-Jews brought him to a different city that had a wall, or they put him inside of a pen or a stable, which meant for animals, Rugamlil, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azari, Omrim, Malek at Kula. So Rugamlil, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azari say you can walk the whole length of the place that you were brought to, whether it be that city, or the pen, or the jail, whatever it is. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Amrim, Amo El Arbama. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva say, nope, you don't get the whole facility, the whole compound, or the wall surrounding you. Rather, you only get Dalad Amo. Matu Shabal mi Paul Andresin, Vifligas Vinat, Tambiyam. So now we've got another case, where there's a whole slew of Chachamim coming from Paul Andresin, and then they landed on Shabbos. They're on the Shabbos, and then they're on the Sefer Shabbos, and then the Tchum keeps them going farther. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, Halchot Kula, Arishua, Rabbi Kiva, Lazazim, Meirah, Mosh, Ratzalach, Meirah, Lazman. So again, so the story happens that all these Chachamim were on a boat, and now it's Shabbos. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, so you get the whole thing, because if not Jews take you out of the Tchum, then you simply condemn whatever structure you're in, you get the whole, if it's enclosed by walls, you get the whole area. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva are Machmir, and then Lazazim, they didn't leave their Dalad Amo the whole time of Shabbos while they're on the boat. Sharat Lach Marathon, because they wanted to be extra stringent with themselves, not because they had to, but they wanted to. Hamasa Lo Niklasula Malan Chlashecha. One time they did not quite enter the port until after Shabbos has fallen. Amrul Gamliel Mahan Uli Rav. So then the Chacham turned to Gamliel and said, can we leave or not? Are we stuck on the boat or are we allowed to disembark? Amrulam, Muchar Matam, Shakfar Hiti Mistakel, Bahinu, Pachal, Chatkum. So then they turned to Rav Gamliel and they asked, are we allowed to disembark? And he says, yes, because I was looking and I noticed that by the time of sundown, we had already been within the tchum. Therefore, you're allowed to walk throughout the city even after nightfall because you were within the tchum when night hit. Okay, so now we're going to deal with the Gemara. Tanurbanon, Shlosha Dvarim Mavirim Et Adam Al Da'at Tov Al Da'at Kona. So there are three things that will cause a person to go against his will or against the will of Hashem. Elohim, these are the three things. Nochrim, Ruch Ra'av, Dikduke, Aniyut. Okay, so three things make persons against their own will and the will of God are non-Jews, evil spirit, when he goes crazy, as well as maybe when somebody loses their mind and as if they're possessed by the evil spirit, and the depths of extreme poverty. So Lamai Nafkamina, so what is the practical difference from saying? Why is it important to say this? Like, was it why? Why do you know this? So that you can request mercy from people who suffer from these problems, and that way they won't be subject to being forced to do against their will. So now we're going to have another set of three. Shlosha and Ram Gehenna. There are three that will never face the full brunt of the face of what it is to be in Gehenna, to be in hell, because of the suffering they go through in this world. Elohim to them. So three people will not have so much suffering in the world to come, even if they sin. The suffering they had in this world, they are somebody who had the death of extreme poverty, those who had an intestinal disease, which is one of the most painful diseases, and those who were oppressed by creditors. And some say even one with an evil wife who constantly harasses him. So now more questions. What do you mean? If you had a wife who's really that terrible, then you should have you're allowed to get a divorce. Like, why are you still married? So why is it included? Zimin into Cuba ta Maruba. Sometimes her Cuba so much money you can't afford to divorce her. Inami, I le bani mimena, vomatsi megarshla, or other options that they already have kids, then he can't bring himself to divorce her. Because he can't take care of them on his own, he needs his wife to help him with that. My nafkamina, what's the difference? Lukabuli bi'ahava. The difference between all is that when all these bad things happen to you, you determine to accept them with love, and that God is doing it in order to mechaber for your sins. So if any of these things happen to you, abject poverty, intestinal diseases, creditors chasing you, or a wicked wife, that you to remember that these are afflictions that God has brought upon you that will lessen your punishment in the world to come. But again, well later that we should never ask them these things. Okay, another set of three. Shlosha Mekim, Shemes Abrim, Ve'elohein, Choli Me'ayim, V'chayev Hadroka. So three people are likely to die while talking to other people, even though they're seemingly currently very healthy. And Ve'elohein, these are the three, those who are sick with dental diseases, a woman in childbirth, and a person who's sick with edema. Hadroka is the Greek word. So, my nafkamina, what's the personal difference? The mashmoshe v'huz avda. So, why do you need to know these three things? To teach us that if you know somebody's in one of these states, that you may have to quickly prepare shroud for them. In case they need them suddenly, so therefore you should have shrouds available. Amar Rav Nach, one of our Shmuel, Yetzladat, Aimla. So now we're turning back to our original story, talking about Tchumen, no longer talking about these depressing topics. So Amar Rav Nach, one of our Shmuel, Yetzladat, Aimla, Ella, Arbavot. So Rav Nach, one, same name with Shmuel. If you left the Tchum willingly, you only get Arba Amot. Pshita is not obvious. Hash, to Misha, to you, Nachrim, Aimla, Ella, Arbavot. Yetzladat, Mibaya. The Mishnah says that if you're forcibly removed by a non-Jew, you only get your dal amot, your four amot, where you land, where you dropped you off. So of course, if you walked out willingly, you should get it. You'd be stuck with no more than four of the dal amot. El emah chazal adad emah abramot. Rather, Rambam's statement really was that if you yourself deliberately return to the tchum after having been removed by the non-Jews, you only have arba amot. You can't walk, you can only walk in those four amot, no more. Hanami Tanina, but do we also learn this from reading the Mishnah? Has the Yeru enough for Imkila Loyatsa? The Mishnah says that if the non Jews returned him, it's as if he never left. Is the Yeru who Jechila Loyatsa? Only if the non Jews returned him, it's as if he never left. So that implies that only when the non Jews returned him does that work. But if you had returned yourself willingly, then you only get Dalar Amo. Rather, our one statement is teaching us that if you willingly left the Tchum, and then non-Jews brought you back into the Tchum, then you only have the Alamo, because in order for the Gentiles returning you to work, they have to have returned you, both taken you out and both returned you. Hanamitina, this also could have been learned out from the Mishnah. Hosiu v'asiru huki lo yatsa. The non-Jews removed him and returned him as if he had not left. Hosiu v'asiru hu d'chi lo yatsa. Aval yatsal da'at lo. You can, well, again, if they took you out and brought you back, as if you never left, but if you left deliberately, then you also are not allowed to amod that amod, even if you were forced with your mother by the non-Jews. Tamaru tema, what do you have thought? The studying Tani. Maybe we're talking about a case where your forces are taken out, and then you, right? So what are you talking about? So maybe we misread this. Rather, you should read it in two separate cases. The non-Jews removed him from his tchum for the city for Shabbos. And then he returns willingly on his own. He only has Dalad Amo. He only has his four Amo from when he returns into the Tzvah. Aval Yatzal Da'at, Fasir Nachrin. But if he deliberately left and then not even returned him, Kilo Yatzal. And then if he had returned him, then he's never left. So, Kumash Malan, that's what we need Rav Nachman to teach us, that if you went out willingly beyond the Tchum of Shabbat, and then you were returned by non-Jews, that you still only have Dalat Amot. Well, that's why we still need Rav Nachman to teach you the name of Shabbat. Okay, Bowman Amy Rabba. So then the flow question was asked in front of Rabba. Who's Rabba on the cup of Mahu? What if you need to go to the bathroom? What person who only gets held Dalat Amot, so allowed to go to the bathroom? What does he do? Amar Lam. So he says that Kovod HaBriya, i.e. human dignity, not having the person, you know, relieve themselves in the Dalat Amo, is so important that it even overrides the a Lota status of the Torah, an explicit commandment against the Torah. So therefore, he's allowed to go beyond his Dalat Amot in order to relieve himself. So Amar Neharda, so the Chacham of Neharda said, "E bikeach hu ayal tchuma b'kimon da'al al." So that's why the Chacham of Neharda said, so if somebody is clever, he will, in order to go to the bathroom, he'll make sure to return back into the tchum, and then since he's already entered, and then relieve himself, that because that once he's already entered the tchum, he again has the tchum. So now on the note of that nice trick, so Amar Papa, Pirish Yatus Lusotchum Machazru, I feel amazed, lowly seed of a command. My time on Usinin. For Papa said, regarding quarters that taken out the Shabbos limit and then later returned, even if this is unintentionally, first now is replaced, rather you get the whole area. So my time up, Anusinin. Why is that the case that the produce doesn't get its it loses its tchum? Again, we're now in the case that items can have their tchum as well. So why do we say that it's not a problem for these fruits? Because they're considered to have had it happen to them unwillingly against their control. If something's outside your control, when you're anus, so then you're not liable for it occurred. So each favor of Yosef, Bar Shmaya, or Papa. So then Rav Yosef, the son of Shmaya, questions. Rav Papa and Jack saying, Rav Nechemia, Rav Elazar, Rav Yaakov, Omrim, Lalam, Asturian, Achak, Rilam, Koman, Shogugin. The Shogugin made it low. So Rav Nechemia and Rav Elazar, Rav Yaakov said, that it's that this produce is you're not allowed to move more than that halacha, unless it had been returned by accident, right? Bishogeg. So bishogeg in only if it was returned unwittingly, but made it low. But if you bring, but if you didn't intentionally return it, then it wouldn't be good. So Tanai, actually, this is actually a machloket Tanaim. The Tanya is under the Brita. Here it shows the bishogeg yachelu made it low yachelu. So Tanakama in the Brita says that produce that's taken beyond the tchum, if it's taken out on accidentally, you can eat it. If it's taken deliberately, you cannot eat it. Nehemiah argues and says, if the produce is returned and is known as the original place, you can be eaten, but if it's not as original place, you can't eat it. What do you mean by original place? Ella, Elaim Abib Kuman, amazing. If you say that it returns to the original place of purpose, So if you wanted to say that you deliberately brought it back to this location, but didn't we learn explicitly, Rabbi Yaakov stated that it's always going to be forbidden as you were, unless you had been returned to its place accidentally, which implies accidental returns, you'd be allowed to eat it. But if you did so deliberately, made it low. If you deliberately had returned it, it wouldn't be no good. So Elala is what we say instead, Bimkoman Bishogeg. Right? Rather than what you say, when we say the return to this place, it means it must have been done so accidentally. If he's your master, Hazitani, so rather you must say that his statement is missing something, here's what it meant to state, so here's the full version. Pirish Yasu, Chosot Chom, Bishogi Yechil, Medel O Yechil. So this means to say that if fruit have gone outside the Chom, accidentally you can eat them, but intentionally you cannot eat them. Medvar Morim, Shlomo Koman. Shlomo Koman, Avil Mezid Yechil. So what are we talking about? This is when they weren't returned to their original location. But if you return to the location, even if you had done so intentionally, you can eat them. But Lemar, I feel made it low. And then what's not coming to say that actually only if they had been returned to this location accidentally can you eat it, but if it had been returned intentionally, you would not be able to eat it. Okay, so just to do a quick summary. So we had finished the previous parak, and we're talking about which had been talking about various dinim about when exactly Yom Tov starts and how Saint Shachianu or Saint Kiddush would relate to having the Shabbos ready. And then we discussed the question about finishing fast days, and whether or not that would override the Shabbat. And then when we started the Neperek, we started talking about cases of Tzvumin, when you've been forced to remove by non-Jews, when you have, as well as when you were possessed by a spirit. Then we spoke about, cases of threes, of bad things come in threes. What that nafkamina does would have halacha l'maase, and then we continued on back to the discussion of tchumen about how you would deal with when you're removed from the tchum and how much space you'd have or would not have.